That was hard work. That was a tough game. They're a hard team to break down, although we had two or three really good chances, which we didn't take, but a well-earned point.
The big chance of the night, I suppose, came right at the end with Martin Patterson. We've spoken about your finishes before. I don't suppose you'd have wanted anybody else to have it, but he couldn't hit the target.
No, he missed the target. He was in a good position, and he's distraught in the changing room there. He knows that he should have scored, but hey, listen, their chances are come along thick and fast, and we haven't taken them. We've had one cleared off the line with Jim with a great header, and the lads behind him, and did the old Larry Grayson leg up and clear it off the line. And it wasn't to be, and it was a battling point.
Yeah, that's on 2 minutes right early doors. If that goes in, it may be a different complexion. And I think the keeper and the defender had given up. He was just, as you say, Larry Grayson getting that leg up.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, I thought considering we didn't start very well on Saturday against Shrewsbury, I thought the tempo and the way we set about the stuff first half was excellent. And if we had gone in 1-0, even though there wasn't many chances in the whole game, it wouldn't have been unjust.
You played a narrow three in midfield, and that system gave Oldham a lot of joy out wide, didn't it?
Well, it did, yes, but there was a lot of knockdowns and stuff like that, and really, they never really bothered us with the cross coming in. If we tried to stop the cross, if we could, if not, then we defended the cross really, really well. And we just didn't get that ball down as much as I thought we would with the system that we had, and find that spare man in the space, which was a Jack. And unfortunately, as I say, we couldn't break them down.
You brought Jim McAllister back into the side. He's just disappeared off upstairs to get the sponsors' Man of the Match award. I don't always agree with the sponsors, but I'm not disagreeing tonight. Broken nose as well for his pains.
Yeah, broken nose. And asked him beforehand, come on, it's about time he scored. And he's had a great header, cleared off the line. But he gives us energy and he gives us that experience in midfield. And he never gives in. And I thought he had a decent performance, that's for sure.
Not what you were looking for with these two home games. 1 out of 6.
Well, we'll take 1 point. I think it's always important to respect the point that we get. We always want to win home games, of course. We didn't on Saturday, but it was a great response considering we're 3-0 down after 29 minutes. To come out today against a team that was full of confidence after going to Wigan and drawing. And as I say, they're a hard team to beat under a new manager who's given them new focus. So we'll take the point.
Yeah, you and I were talking the other week about it's a pity the original game didn't go ahead on Boxing Day, because John coming back bolsters the side. It's his spiritual home, and people should realise they haven't conceded a goal since John Sheridan's been back there.
Yeah, that's right, and it's a new focus for the players with a new manager. He's obviously got them organised, and they've had a couple of chances themselves, and Dino's handling has been exceptional tonight, which is great, and it's another clean sheet for us. So we look forward to playing him in a couple of weeks' time again.
Talking to Dino and the man who he's come in to replace, Colin Doyle, visit to the specialist yesterday. What's the news?
He rolled his ankle. It's not as bad as what we thought, and he's feeling good on it anyway. So let's see what happens for Saturday.
And you're on the road again on Saturday, and you've gone to print and told us that the points on the road need to pick up. Is this the time to start?
Well, it is, yes. I think over the last three or four games away from home, the performances have been a lot better, and we have picked up points, which was great. And we must continue that as much as we possibly can to get the points to get us up further up that league.
And other than the broken nose spoiling Jim McAllister's good looks, how was the dressing room? Any injuries?
No injuries. I think everybody's fine. They're feeling a little bit not sorry for themselves, but disappointed that they haven't played as well as what they have been doing in the past. But it's we've ground a good result out. We've kept a clean sheet. We've created a few chances, which we didn't take. So we'll hold on to a lot of positives tonight, that's for sure.